Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William is Bill. We are back with another great episode of the Box Score Breakdown, presented to you by FanDuel. We are a sports ethos company. Follow us on X at @EthosFantasyNBA and at @SportsEthos. Okay, guys, we had a great six-game slate tonight. It's really important basketball going on right now, obviously, because playoffs are here in fantasy for some people next week, but it's getting down to the nitty-gritty. So let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it and recap these six games. All right, first, let's start with probably the best matchup on paper, the two number one seeds, the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Detroit Pistons. The Pistons come out with the victory. Of course, there's no Shea, there's no J-Dub, so the Thunder were undermanned, but they've still been playing very well either way. So let's talk about Jalen Williams, the big. He had 30 points, 11 boards, one steal, one block, four assists. This is the Jalen Williams that I scouted coming out of college. This is what I thought he would be able to do more of in the NBA. Great performance by Jalen Williams. And he can shot 5 for 10 from three-point range. Just excellent game. Now we had Isaiah Joe. We talked about him, Doc and I, on NBA Fantasy Today. Talked about Cason Wallace and Isaiah Joe. They both have been playing great. In this one, Isaiah Joe did not. Isaiah Joe only had 3 points, two boards, and a steal. And that was in 14 minutes. So he had an interesting game there. In 14 minutes makes me think, did he get banged up? Possibly. So keep an eye out on that. Lou Dort as well, but he played the full 28 minutes. Still had only 3 points as well, but had 4 assists and 2 steals. They combined to go 2 for 13. So that was horrible. That is why they lost. But Aaron Wiggins did his best to step it up for them. He had 20 points, 4 boards, 6 assists, a steal and a block. This is the Aaron Wiggins we want to see. And this was truly an undersized lineup because Aaron Wiggins technically is a 2. He can play the 3, and he was playing the 4 tonight. So it was just all out of sorts for the Thunder. Cason Wallace, who we mentioned was one of the best streaming options tonight, 23 points, 5 assists, and a steal, 9 for 17 from the field, and he's continuing to thrive. Great performance by Cason Wallace. Off the bench, Brooks Barnhuizer, their second-round pick, a lot of people were intrigued by him. Played 22 minutes, but did nothing. Had a steal in the block. Kenrich Williams, always a solid points guy, rebound, hustle guy, 13-4. Jarrett McCain was a story off the bench with 20 points, 3 boards, 2 assists. But it's great to see him put up 20 points. Nikolai Topic, 16 minutes, didn't do much but had 4 assists. So what we expected Isaiah Joe to do, Jarrett McCain did tonight. So look out for next game and how that rotation will work. For the Pistons, who did win, the Duncan Robinson had 16 points, 3-3 with the steal. Tobias Harris, terrible game, only 2 of 5 from the field. He had 4 points and 8 boards and a block. For the Pistons to go somewhere this year, Tobias Harris is going to have to play much better. Yes, they're the number one seed in the East, but they can't have Tobias Harris having 4 points, 6 points, 8 points. If they're going to continue to advance in the playoffs when that comes around, he's starting. He's got to do more. You can get 12 or 14 and 6 a game, then that'll be okay. But 4 points, you can't have that. Jalen Duren, huge 29-point performance, 15 boards and a block. Just incredible. We're not used to Jalen Duren scoring that many points. So he definitely stepped it up for Tobias Harris. Cade Cunningham, 29 points as well. 13 assists, 4 boards, 3 steals, 3 blocks. Incredible stocks for him. Unfortunately, he did have 8 turnovers. So that killed you there, but everything else so great. You can't really complain. Ausar Thompson, 11 points, 7 assists, 4 boards, 3 steals, 2 blocks. He brought it on the defensive end as well. You're not going to expect much more than 11 out of him, but if he can score 11, Tobias can score 11. Off the bench, we had a lot of solid contributors. Paul Reed, 8-6 with 4 blocks. you love that from him. So it was a great streamer tonight. He's not as great with Durin there, but with no Stewart, he still can put up games like this. Ron Holland, 8-5. It was just very well rounded amongst the bench. Everyone played well that played, except for Kevin Huerter wasn't able to do much at all. So that was the battle of the number one seeds. Very fun game. We just need OKC to get back healthy. And Chet didn't play either. So that's crazy. I didn't even mention that. No Chet, no J Dub, no Shea. So I don't think we knew Chet was not playing in that game. So that is definitely why they lost as well. Next game, the Spurs defeated the Raptors 110 to 107. My second most intriguing game of the night. We'll get to my first later. But the Spurs won by 3. Victor Wembanyama, the main event, only 12 points. He had 8 boards, 1 steal, 5 blocks. He did not bring it in the points category, but he brought it in the blocks category. He went 3 of 12 from the field. And this is something that I was intrigued about. How would he play against, if the Raptors did not have Jakob Poeltl, it would have been a really easy matchup. And not saying Jakob Poeltl is a great defensive menace, but his size and presence could cause some issues. And I just think the length in the Raptors all together, Brandon Ingram, he's like 6'10". Scottie Barnes is like 6'9". Kyler Murray-Boyle, 6'8". Jakob Poeltl, 7 foot. They're a really long squad. So they clearly gave Victor some trouble. But we know no matter what, Victor can do what he wants. So it's on him as well. But disappointed from Wemby, but they still won. That's how scary this Spurs team is. For him to score 12 points and go 3 of 12 from the field, and they still beat the number 5 seed in the East, the Spurs are something serious. Let's talk about De'Aaron Fox. Great game at 20 points, only 2 boards, 1 assist, 1 steal. But it's great to see him in the points category. He went 2 of 8 from the free throw line, though. That's crazy. So he really should have had 26, 27 points. They are going to have to like touch up some of the small things to just keep improving. Devin Vassell, I mentioned him on a streaming episode with Doc. He can get you 25 easily any night. And tonight he almost did. 21 points, 5 boards, and 2 steals. Stephon Castle. He only had 13 as well. 13, 3 boards, 5 assists, and 1 steal. And these are their best 3 players: Wemby, Castle, and Fox. They combined for that, what's that? 33, 45 points. Normally that's 2 of them. So tonight it was all 3 of them, and they still won. Julian Champagne, 10 points, 6 boards, 5 assists, 1 steal. Solid game for him. And off the bench, Harrison Barnes, 8 points and 3 steals. And Dylan Harper, who we wanted to see. We want to see him get more minutes. 15 points, 5 boards, 7 assists, and 2 steals. This is the Dylan Harper we want to see being the second pick in the draft. And I mentioned earlier, if he's on just about any other team, especially not a number one, number two seed, excuse me, the Spurs are number two, he would be in the rookie of the year conversation. He's on this team that is focused on winning, so sometimes he doesn't play much. He's not starting, but tonight he showed out and showed you why he was a second pick in the draft. Now let's talk about the Raptors. How did they lose to a starting lineup that underperformed like that? Let's start with Brandon Ingram. 20 points, 11 boards, 4 assists. Really solid game for him. We know he can score 30, but he only made 20 tonight, 9 of 22 from the field. You really can't complain about anything in his game except he didn't have any steals or blocks. And remember, this is a matchup of two all-stars versus two all-stars, Wemby and Fox versus Ingram and Scottie Barnes. So Scottie Barnes had 15 points, 4 boards, 3 steals, and a block. You love the 3 steals and a block, but 15 for Scottie Barnes is normally too low for them to be competitive. And we see what happened. And he went 7 for 13 from the field, over 50%. He needed to be get the ball more instead of the guy we're going to talk about next, RJ Barrett. He had a down game. 12 points, 7 boards, 3 assists. He went 4 of 14 from the field. So he missed 10 shots. and only shot 14 of them. That's a horrible game. That is less than 33%. So, I mean, do you want to blame RJ Barrett? He cost him a game. I mean, really, if Ingram and Barnes get those attempts, it's going to look a lot better for the Raptors. He was just off, though. RJ Barrett, we know he can score 20 to 25 any given night. He was just off tonight. So it is what it is. Colin Murray Boyle started over Jakob Poeltl. Didn't do much. 4-5 with a steal in 15 minutes. But Emmanuel Quickley did have 20 points and 4 boards, but nothing else. 0 assists. That hurts as well. You can't win like that. So let's talk about Jakob Poeltl. In 28 minutes, at 15-7 with a steal and 3 blocks. That is the Jakob Poeltl we want to see and we love. If he could just do this till the end of the season, it's a W for you if you held on to him. And, you know, he's had so many issues with injury. We just don't want him to get banged up. So 28 points, 3 blocks, 7 boards, 15 points, almost 50% from the field. We can deal with that. Jamal Shedd, 12 points off the bench. Nobody else did too much, but that was an intriguing game for sure. All right, next game, the Warriors versus the Grizz. We knew this one would be a blowout. 133-112. Santos, big-time streamer tonight. And in general, if he was on your waiver wire, he's been killing it lately, so he's worth picking up. 17 points, 4 assists, a steal and a block, and still performing. There was no Draymond tonight, but even when Draymond is there, he's been performing well. No Porzingis as well. Al Horford started 10-7 with a block. Moses Moody, 14 points and a steal. Pods, Brandon Podziemski, 19 points, 8 boards, 6 assists. Really, really nice game. He's been stepping it up. And Will Richard has started tonight with 21 points, 5 boards, 6 assists, and 3 steals. Now, this is disappointing because on NBA Fantasy today, we were talking so much about DeAnthony Melton. He's been killing it for the Warriors. He would have had a line like Will Richard, but he did not play because it was a back-to-back. So they are protecting him with his knee injury management. Now, I mentioned if he didn't play, it would be because he's playing the Grizz. You know, they didn't really need him. No need to push him too much. And DeAnthony Melton's a player that's been hurt a lot in his career. So smart decision not to play him. But if he would have played, it would have been a great streaming effort. So Will Richard stepped up in his absence. Quentin Post had 12 points, 8 boards, a steal and 2 blocks. Great. Gary Payton Jr., 19 points, 5 boards, and 3 steals with also 4 assists. That is a tremendous effort. And he hasn't been doing stuff like that. So you know DeAnthony Melton would have had a great game tonight. And Pat Spencer with 12 points, 9 assists, a steal, and a block. Let's talk about the Grizz, one of the most interesting teams because they're playing so many young guys and technically backups. Let's see how they did. Omax, Doc talked about him as potential great streamer tonight. He had been playing really, really well every game except for this one. That's just how it goes sometimes, guys. 20 minutes, he started, had 3 points, 2 boards, 2 assists, and a block. What the H, Omax? So that's just how it is sometimes. But GG Jackson, who Doc loved and hyped up so much for this game, showed out. 24 points, 8 boards, 2 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. That is incredible by GG Jackson. That makes him a must roster player, not just tonight, but all the games he's been playing in recent weeks. And, you know, he is not losing that spot. We are missing Santi Aldama, Cedric Coward, John Morant, Brandon Clark, Zach Edey. A lot of guys out, but a lot of guys will remain out. So GC Jackson is a must add. Jalen Wells, 8 points and a steal. Ty Jerome, huge game with 22 points, 3 boards, 5 assists and a steal. My guy, Javon Small, started this one. 16 points, 6 boards, 4 assists. I told you he was one of my top 3 streamers of the night. He played really well. Great to see him starting. They did not have to start him. They could have started Scottie Pippen Jr. They could have started Cam Spencer. Could have started Walter Clayton. And Javon Small has been coming off the bench. So he clearly has been promoted, bumped up a little bit because of his great play. So I think if you can pick up Javon Small, now is the time. Taylor Hendricks with 14 points, 6 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals and a block. Really nice performance, in my opinion. He should be doing what Omax has been doing anyway. He's a more talented player. So could Taylor Hendricks start next game over Omax? It's possible. We will see. I think he should, but it is what it is. Scottie Pippen Jr. and Ryan Rupert both with 8 points and a steal. And just keep an eye on this Grizzlies team. It seems like every season at the end of the year, they're playing these guys as silly season heroes.
Here's something most people don't realize. Great sleep doesn't happen by accident. It starts with what you're sleeping on. That's why I switched to Sheiks. Their bedding is made from the same performance fabrics you'd find in elite athletic wear, but designed to help you sleep better. If you run hot at night, these sheets help you stay cool and dry. If you love that cozy, ridiculously soft feel, they've got that too. Comfort that stays consistent from the moment you hop into bed. And for anyone with an adjustable base, this is a game changer. Their Stay Fit corners are the best I've ever tried. No slipping, no popping off, even when the bed moves. When your days are demanding, Sheiks helps you wake up restored, not run down. Try them for yourself with their 60-night risk-free guarantee. Upgrade your sleep at Sheiks.com.
These guys are talented, especially Gigi Jackson and Javon Small. If you don't know, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown. Just wanted to remind you, because you could be listening on the NBA Fantasy Today podcast. They will be back right after this with a recap of your fantasy goodness and going more in depth with Doc and Brew, of course. And I was on with Doc yesterday. Very fun episode. If you missed it, check it out. But this is the Box Score Breakdown, where we recap the games of the night. 6 games tonight, so let's get back into it. And I'm your host, William Harris, aka William Is Bill, if you missed that. But no, the Rockets blew out the Kings, another blowout that I called, 128 to 97. Precious Achiuwa, who's been a great fantasy silly season player thus far, 6 points, 10 boards in this one, 3-11 from the field, had a bad game. And that's just what it is with Precious. Next game, he'll probably have 14 and 14 with 2 blocks. But he's not a really good player. He just has a lot of opportunity. Like I said, 30 minutes, able to do whatever he wants out there. No competition at all for minutes. So if they had any other big that had some skill, other than Maxime Renard, he would be doing better than Precious. But Precious just has the opportunity. Keegan Murray must have gotten hurt in this one. He only played 9 minutes, had 3 points and a block. So look out for that. See if he got banged up, if it's serious or not. Because you look at that 3 points, you're like, come on, Keegan Murray. But it was just in 9 minutes. Maxime Renard, 11 and 8. We want more from him. He is a rookie, but I know he can do a little bit more than that. He had a 17 and 19 game the other day. So we want to see him more involved. Russell Westbrook, 22 points, 5 boards, 3 assists. And he's going to continue to do that if he continues to get minutes. He did shoot over 50%. So Westbrook has been very valuable. When in a season that most people were not thinking he would play at all or much at all. He was a late signee to the Kings, and he's been really good all year. But the thing is, the Kings are going nowhere. They're 13 and 47. And we want to see the young guys play. It's in the best interest of the Kings for the young guys to play. But here we are. DeMar DeRozan with 15 points, 7 assists and a steal. Solid. He seems to be on the decline. He's not getting 25 to 20 points a night like he used to, but still solid. Daquan Plowden played tonight. He had been out for a while. 9 points and 2 steals. Nick Clifford, the guy we wanted to hear, 15 points, 4 steals. That's what you want to see in 29 minutes. So all the other numbers are kind of pedestrian. 2 boards, 1 assist, 0 blocks. But the 15 points and 4 steals are very usable. And if he can get more minutes, and keep progressing through the year. Now, he's a rookie. He should only do this and more for the remaining season. And whenever they sit out Russ, it's to the moon for Nick Clifford. For the Rockets, Kevin Durant, 21 points, 4 boards, 5 assists as they coasted to victory. Jabari Smith had a great game last game. Didn't do much in this one at all. 12 points, 2 boards, 3 assists, and a block. Tari Eason, I don't even want to mention Tari Eason's points, but I mean his whole stat line. 8 points, 2 boards, a steal, and a block. You can do so much better than that. But it was in 21 minutes. It was a blowout. I'll give him a pass. But I guess I'm a little salty at him because the other night he injured Vince Williams from the Grizz. He had an ACL injury. So he's going to miss all next year because Tari Eason was just being kind of a bully to him on that one play. Just hit him for no reason. So that's just sad for Vince Williams. Alperen Sengun, 26 points, 13 boards, 11 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks. That's the Alperen Sengun we all know and love. And I mean, that's even beyond. With a huge triple-double like that, 2 steals and 3 blocks, that's game of the night type of stuff right there. Reed Shepard started, ladies and gentlemen. So, Amen Thompson did not play. That allowed Reed to start. Huge game. 28 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, a steal and a block. It was against the Kings. There was no Amen. But this is a good sign, good to see from Reed Shepard because for the most part, Reed Shepard is a very overrated player. Whenever he does anything good, the media blows it up like, oh my God, Reed Shepard, you know. But honestly, as the number 3 pick in the draft, he's been a huge disappointment. So, you know, there's guys that's been in the second round and late first round that have done more than Reed Shepard, but get no real attention. But Reed Shepard is the favorite amongst a lot of analysts. So anytime he does anything well, he's super hyped up. But tonight he deserved it. But I just don't like the overrating of people and not putting that spotlight on players that are very good and came from nothing. You know, Reed Shepard's the 3rd pick. He should be good. He should be doing more of this consistently. But I mean, this is beyond anything he's done in a while. This might be one of the best games of his career. But when Amen is there, you don't see this. So it is what it is. He could be flourishing better on a better team, on a different team as well, as I mentioned with the player earlier, Dylan Harper. If Reed Shepard's on the team where he was starting every night, you might see this every night. But it is what it is. Josh Okogie off the bench, 14 points, 7 boards, 2 steals. Everyone else is pretty pedestrian. Next game, this is the game I was intrigued by. I said this was my most fascinating game of the night, and I came through for you guys because it was a nail-biter, came down to the wire. The Bucks defeated the Cavs 118-116. That's pretty embarrassing for the Cavs, for them to lose with no Giannis. You know, they were missing Gary Trent, Gary Harris, Andre Jackson. No Thanasis, and they still won. What? I'm just kidding about that one. But Jared Allen did have a put back at the buzzer, but slightly after the buzzer. So this game should have went to overtime. It was a great ending. So I'll give him a little slack. But speaking of Jared Allen, 27 huge points, 11 boards and 2 steals with a block. That's all-star Jared level, Jared Allen right there. So, and he has been an all-star. But remember, there was no Evan Mobley. So when he's not there, that allows Jared Allen to step in and dominate. And a lot of times he has not done that, though. But this game he did. So that's what we wanted to see. Great, great, great game by Jared Allen. Dean Wade started for whatever reason. He should not have. 0 points. He did have 4 boards and 4 assists. Dennis Schroeder started because there was no James Harden. That's who I wanted to see. James Harden and Evan Mobley work together and get the chemistry right. Didn't happen. And there was no Donovan Mitchell either. So it's incredible that the Cavs came that close to winning, honestly. I didn't realize they had no Donovan Mitchell, no Evan Mobley, and no James Harden. So this is very impressive by the Cavs. So Dennis Schroeder started 26 points, 5 assists, and a steal. Great, great, great performance by Dennis Schroeder. This is starter level Dennis Schroeder. You know, if there was 35 teams, 34 teams, Dennis Schroeder would be a starting point guard in the league. And he was starting for the Kings, but, you know, the Kings are terrible. So he showed what he can do. He can't do this every night, obviously, but great game. Sam Merrill with 14 and 5. Jalen Tyson, 14 points, 10 boards, 2 steals. That's what we want to see. We want to see Jalen Tyson getting 35 minutes a night because we know he can do this. And he went 1 of 6 from 3. So if he would have made a couple more of those, it would have looked really nice. Thomas Bryant off the bench with 11. Keon Ellis with 14 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Great performance by Keon when he had the ability to step up and play more. For the Milwaukee Bucks, we know they have Kevin Porter Jr., 20 points, 8 boards, 5 assists, 5 steals, and a block. So he's been playing even better than this. 30-point performances, high rebounds, high assists, but 5 steals takes this game over the top. Tremendous. You don't see that ever, really. I mean, occasionally you do, 5 or 6 steals. But, I mean, don't get used to that. That is outrageous. So another great performance by Kevin Porter Jr. Kyle Kuzma stepped it up with 17, 4, and 5 with a steal. Good to see. Miles Turner, 15 points, a steal and a block. AJ Green, 15 points with 5 three-pointers. Ryan Rollins, 18 and 9 assists with 4 turnovers, but still, that's a really good game by Ryan Rollins. Jericho Sims, 11 and 11. Bobby Portis, 10 and 5. Cam Thomas, only 7 points, so he didn't do much tonight, but the Bucks got the victory. And the last and final game that ended super late was a complete blowout. The Nuggets defeated the Celtics 103-84. Let's talk about Sam Hauser and Baylor Shireman. It was a question posed, who would be the better streamer of the night? I said it depends on what you're looking for, threes or rebounds. And they both were bad, honestly. Technically, Baylor Shireman had a better game. He hit 3 three-pointers compared to Hauser's 1. He had 9 points compared to 5. But they both played bad, honestly. Jaylen Brown was back. It was questionable whether he would play. 23 and 11 with 3 blocks. So he was great. He did his part. Derek White did his part. 20 and 6 with a steal and 3 blocks. Nene Escada, big name that we talked about tonight. 10 points, 4 boards, and a block. Want more rebounds, but, you know, he held his own in 28 minutes. On the bench, Vucevic, 23 minutes, only 2 points and 8 boards. And Doc said he thinks Vucevic is done, especially next year, because he's 35. He's been playing, not this bad, but underwhelming. And, I mean, to have 2 points and 8 boards in 23 minutes is crazy. So the decline has definitely started. If you have to replace him, it sounded crazy to think that when he was with the Bulls a few weeks ago, that now he is a drop potential candidate. But that's where we are. All right. Peyton Pritchard in 28 minutes had 3 points, 3 boards, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Horrible game for him as well. Horrible game all around for the Celtics. But for the Nuggets, Cam Johnson, 11 and 5. Nikola Jokic, 30 points, 12 boards, 6 assists, no steals, no blocks, but it was a 20-point blowout, and he still played 33 minutes. You cannot be mad at this. Yes, we want to see more assists because we're used to it, but don't be spoiled by that. 30, 12, and 6, still amazing. Jamal Murray only played 8 minutes, had 2 points. He clearly got banged up. Hopefully, he is not too hurt because this is the time. It's 20 games left in the season. We don't need Jamal Murray hurt right now. We need him for our fantasy playoffs as well. So keep an eye out on that injury. Christian Brown, 6 and 7, didn't do much. 6-7, of course. Julian Strother, 12 points, 1 steal, 1 block, solid. Off the bench, JV, Jonas Valanciunas, 11 and 6. Tim Hardaway Jr., 14, 4 and 4. And so they signed KJ Simpson, who was released by the Hornets. He's a solid backup point guard. It's potential for him to play more if Murray is out. He played 14 minutes tonight, had 4 boards, 4 assists. He's and a steal. He's just a name to keep an eye out on because there's no other point guard that was listed on the roster today. So Pickett must be banged up. So KJ Simpson would be the only option if Murray misses another game. So tremendous 6-game lineup, you guys. Loved it. Let's talk about the players of the night. Xander Williams, the big for OKC, 30 points, 11 boards. Love that. Kay Cunningham, 29, 13, and 3. Jalen Duren, 29 as well. Devin Vassell, 21. Brandon Ingram, 20 and 11. Will Richard, 21, 6, and 3 steals. If he could just be more consistent, you have a fantasy diamond in the rough right there. DG Jackson, 24 points, 8 boards, must add player. Westbrook, 22. Sengun with the huge triple-double, 26, 13, and 11. Jared Allen with the huge 27 and 11. An almost game-tying basket at the buzzer. Kevin Porter Jr., 28 and 5 steals. Jaylen Brown, 23, 11, and 3 blocks. And Nikola Jokic, 30 points, 12 boards, and 6 assists. What a great night of basketball. Hope you guys are doing well in your fantasy leagues. That will do it for today's show. You know, we stream on YouTube and X/Twitter live most of the time. So if you were able to catch the show, you missed it tonight, where you can send me a comment, send me a question. I can respond to you right away. But remember, we do this just about every night. So if you have any questions we can answer on live, you can hit us up on X at @EthosFantasyNBA, at @SportsEthos, more direct to me at @WilliamIsBill. Find Tim Woodson as well. And until next time, we're out of here, guys. Have a good one. Peace.